Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now.
Yay!
You like that, huh? You see that? And of course, Marty says, just my opinion as to what may happen. Usually when the print media starts getting information that normally would be kept in-house, that is a sign for me. I've always thought an additional talent evaluator is necessary, one from the baseball side of the game. Let's see. Stay tuned. And that's why when I came back from vacation, watching the way the Giants played in Milwaukee, watching the way they played on that road trip, it was lifeless baseball. Lifeless. And when somebody told me shortly after the trade deadline, if they don't make the playoffs, October 1st could be a good day for Giants fans. Now, I believed the source, and then I started wavering. I was saying, I don't know what the Giants are going to do. But I do believe that October 1st will be a good day for Giants fans, because they've never been down on the GM like Farhan Zaidi. Now, we haven't had many GMs in our lifetime, Sasky.
It's so funny how people talk in print media and on air about Farhan. He's so smart. Let me ask you this. Does anyone like Bob Myers? God, he's so smart. Does that even come up? Like, we figure you have a baseline of intelligence.
Yeah.
You know what I think of when I think of Bob Myers? If we're going intelligence, boy, he's emotionally intelligent. Boy, he understands how to connect with people. Jerry West, when he was running teams, did we go, God, he's just so smart. Mm-hmm. He's so smart. You know what smarts are great for? Getting your doctorate. You know what smarts are irrelevant for? Running a sports team when it comes to the roster. Like, yes, I assume you to be intelligent to a degree to where you understand 1 + 1 = 2, okay? I don't need you to have a doctorate, all right? Is John Lynch, if I were listing the skills for John Lynch, at what point does actual raw intelligence, even though he went to Stanford, when do I get to that when I'm listing his skills?
I don't know. Everybody's different. I don't know. When do you get to that?
Never? I don't think it's one of the top five skills of John Lynch. I don't.
I think it's kind of baked into the equation that when you get a job like that, that you have some sort of intelligence on how
to run a team. We like trip over ourselves. Oh, he's so smart. Dog, going back to your AI thing, if I wanted smarts, I'd just hire AI to build the roster. Like, I need emotional intelligence. I need relationship building. I need to have foresight. I need to have fundamentals of the game. I need to understand how to develop individuals. I need to understand when my guy is struggling at the plate, I need to have a feel for what it's like to be that individual so that I know what it's like to get that guy back on track. Hey, you can't just bury him when a lefty comes up. Like, nope, you're never going to hit against lefties. Like, so I think we obsess about intelligence, and the same thing can be said for quarterbacking. Like, oh, what's his Wonderlic score?
I don't know what Josh Allen's
Wonderlic score is. I know he's really good.
He's a really good football player.
I don't know what Lamar Allen's Wonderlic score is. I know he's really good.
They say CJ Stroud had a terrible Wonderlic score or something like that.
Well, I know he's really good at football.
Well, he understands the game. There's not many women quarterbacks I would rather have than CJ Stroud.
That's my point. So I'm not saying that you can't be intelligent and also be great at your job, but you got to have other skills than just I'm really, 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 really book smart.
Well, I think what we overlooked all these years was that he doesn't have a baseball scouting background. And that's what Sabian really kind of cut his teeth, you know, with the Yankees, the Jeter draft, and the Bernie Williams draft, and he becomes a GM. But he had that baseball scout mentality. He knew how to evaluate talent, and he missed. He missed a lot. There's no doubt. Bob Myers, he missed a lot. John Lynch has missed a lot. You're gonna miss. Bill Walsh missed a lot. You know, they missed. McVay, they missed a lot.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Farhan, when you don't have the baseball scouting pedigree, and then you don't have the personal touch in terms of working a room.
Relationship
building. And then just having a feel for the game where you're platooning left and right. You're platooning. Like, really, we're playing this? And the inability to get a star here. And then the philosophy of everything. And then the excuse making on why you're not bringing in players. And then just, you know, just the line of the timing of everything. The timing of saying, we had the best rotation in baseball. We truly believe we had the best rotation in baseball. They're going to carry us. A couple weeks later, Robbie Ray's on the shelf. Jordan Hicks can't throw anything. You know, who's our guy? Randy Rodriguez. Yeah. He's been on the shelf. We saw that coming, right? Elbow's gone. You know what I mean? So you're running off fumes once again with your philosophy and the yo-yoing of bringing these guys up and down from Sacramento. That's why I call it the Sacramento Shuffle. And they missed the boat on the whole sponsorship thing and Traction being a giant sponsor, because you're yo-yoing guys back and forth to Sacramento. You don't have any patience. Baseball is imperative you have patience with players in baseball.
Sports.
It is.
I would say sports.
It's sports too, but especially in baseball.
I agree.
Because there's going to be coaching. Like, you mentioned Gunnar Henderson's he's struggling in the second half of the season.
Yeah, he is.
You're still going to play him every single day because he's Gunnar Henderson. You're going to let him play through that, right?
Absolutely.
Jackson Holliday is batting 169. They're going to give him at bats.
Yeah.
They try to fight through it. You know, so that the patience problem with Farhan, there's a lot of knocks on him. But to me, it's just like, what's the vision? What's the philosophy?
Well, you brought something up like a couple months back, and I don't know. I didn't know what to think of it because I wasn't there or whatever. And now I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, we went to that Olympic Club event, and it was a community event to raise money for our community, kids in our community. And Mike Dunleavy was there.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if Mike Dunleavy's a great, good, mediocre GM. I don't know. Like, time will tell. Like, he's been on the job for about a year, year and a half. I thought that they did a really good job with the Brandon Pajemski draft pick.
Right.
Feel like they did a pretty good job with the Trace Jackson Davis draft pick. Boom. Now, there's more to it than just hitting on draft picks. But I was thinking about, like, dude, he just sat in the room like a normal dude.
Yep.
And was in there. I told some jokes about him. He smiled. He came over, gave us some stuff. And I was thinking, like, there's more to the job than just picking the right players. There's more to being part of our team. The teams are an extension of the community, right? And when I see John Lynch at certain events, and you've seen him talk at certain events, he feels like he's in on this community, and he's like in it with us. And there was a sense I got that from Mike Dunleavy. And I was thinking to myself a couple days after, I'm like, I wonder, like, could Farhan have sat there in that room with everybody, and I could make a joke about him and he'd be okay with it? Would he be comfortable in that? Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to be good at their job. I'm not saying that, but there is this lack of a part of us and being one of us in terms of the community aspect where he's really isolated himself. He's given himself no favors.
Well, you know, the Dunleavy thing's interesting because I saw him after fight night. He was at the bar. They were at the bar. They were having fun. I throw him the ones. He's like, all right, Bonta, I'll see you soon. And he was hanging out afterwards, way after fight night.
Really?
Hanging out, just chilling. Chilling, right? Bob Myers would do the same thing. Now, I mentioned this a couple times. The two Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame events I've attended, Farhan has been there. And I happen to be in the line. And I've told the story before, and I mentioned this to you. I think that's why you bring
it up. Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up, yeah.
Because we're in a bathroom, and the Giants had won in Milwaukee. They had won a big game in Milwaukee on a Wednesday afternoon or something like that. And some fan was like, Farhan, man, big win today. Big win, yeah. And he was, and just went on about his business. And we talk all the time just being radio hosts. I try to stop by and talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, what's up? What's going on? Hey, I appreciate you listening. It means a lot. Like, it really means. I got this great message on my birthday from this guy. I think his name is Floyd. I'll pull it up in a second. But to my point, Farhan worked in the room. I was just like, wow. Didn't I go to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame? And I'm talking to a former player. And he's like, dude, look at him. He feels uncomfortable. I seen him at the Positive Coach of the Lions. He feels uncomfortable where the Warriors and Joe Lacob and Kirk, like if they're smiling ear to ear, talking to everybody, talking trash, and you got the Niners brass and they're talking trash and they're having a good time. Hey, man, you idiots in the morning. What do you say? Yeah, you know, but there's no touch. And then we get to the quotes, and which I brought up last year when I went to the presser, and Luttman goes, Bonta, come to the presser, dude. Come to the presser. I wasn't going to go to that end-of-season presser, but I felt like questions weren't being asked. And he was making excuses and basically blaming the city in his own way of, hey, man, it's really tough because of the city politics and the economics and all that stuff. Even if you believe that.
You don't say it.
You don't say that out loud. And so when you do that, you can still climb. And not to mention, you hired Gabe Kapler after the stuff with the LA Dodgers. So already people are like, whoa, wait a minute here. I thought you was a smart guy. What's going on here? And at the introductory press conference for Gabe Kapler, you're defending what happened in LA for 40 minutes or trying to blame yourself. Yeah, I'm behind the woodshed here, and I'm trying to dig myself out of a hole and blah, blah, blah. So look, the guy obviously has found some players. This Bryce Alger's kid may be good. He has done some good. I don't want to just say everything has been all bad. He's found some talent. He has.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough. And then when you don't have the personal touch and you make excuses and some of the timing of the jokes and everything like that, it's not good enough here. These are the Giants. These fans are used to having somebody they could grab their arms around and say, that's our superstar. From Willie Mays to Willie McCovey to Will Clark to Robbie Thompson to Kevin Mitchell to Matt Williams to Barry Bonds to Jeff Kidd to Lindsey Cobb to Bumgarners. We are used to having a guy where we could wrap our arms around and say, that's our dude. And right now, the Giants are so damn irrelevant in this market, it's not even funny. The San Francisco Giants. I got people telling me whenever we bring up the Giants, they turn the radio. They turn the radio off. It's crazy.
There were times 6-7 years ago you could do 4 hours on a double play at second base. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, the thing that I continue to come back to is they've been irrelevant for multiple months in year six.
Yep.
With the third wild card in play.
Yep.
It's just
got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
No wonder Scott Boras wants him to keep his job. Listen to that quote right there.
It's bad. That's bad.
All right, walk it back.
Real quick. Kawakami's first story in SF Standard.
Oh.
He's writing because remember Kawakami said, I think Farhan has done enough to keep his job, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But he goes, at the tail end of the Giants' third consecutive failed season, it's getting harder and harder to figure out what those reasons would be. He believes Greg Johnson, Buster Posey, several other leading parts of their ownership group would love to discover a compelling rationale to bring Zaidi back. I believe that they plan for next season, not this one, to be the inflection point of Zaidi's tenure, which began in November 2018 and has produced only one playoff season. They hired Zaidi's close associate, Bob Melvin, as manager last season, announced a contract decision, blah, 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 blah. But in big time sports and all endeavors, when you have a pretty firm idea that you'll have to move on from somebody in a year, you might as well do it now. Waiting on the inevitable just makes things worse. Even if you really don't want to fire the executive, even if, as I believe, ownership signed off on just about everything Zaidi has done, precisely on the budget he's been given. Even if he's gone about his job exactly as he said he'd do, it's been 6 years ago. Even if it's not really a clear-cut candidate to take his place and there's zero guarantee that next executive will do better, there may be an expiration date. And so we could get more into this tomorrow about Tim Kawakami's piece here. It's just not good. The crowds are not good. The interest is not good. I'm sure the television ratings are good because we need something to do. I was watching the Orioles game on a random Tuesday. I haven't watched a Giants baseball game in 5 days. I'll freely admit that. I have been so checked out, it's not even funny. Not even funny. And even from afar in New York City, Shaska, as I'm watching the Giants, people are laughing at us.
Bonte.
That must suck.
The worst teams in the National League, the Marlins, the Rockies, the Nationals, the Pirates, the Giants. They're closer to the bottom of the barrel than they are to the fifth wild card spot.
Nope. Man.
The Detroit Tigers have a better record right now than the Giants.
You know who's running the Tigers? Remember Scott Harris?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
He's doing a pretty damn good job. He left this building.
Scooble.
Stuff. Tough scene for the San Francisco Giants, man. Tough scene. All right, let's...
But at least we're not the White Sox.
I would rather be the White Sox.
36-116.
If you're going to suck...
You would not rather be the White Sox.
If you're going to suck, go
just
suck.
Stop it.
Being 500...
I'd rather be the White Sox.
You're basically Atlanta Hawks
get
in the late 90s.
Out of here.
You know, like, I just...
I'd rather be the White Sox. They don't even have a draft pick next year. They're so bad.
I mean, they are terrible. I read the story. Did you guys read the story on Jeff
Passan? A day in the life of a White Sox player?
He spent 24 hours with the White Sox. Yeah. It was hilarious. Hilarious.
Hey, anyone could do anything for 24 hours. It's day two that always gets you.
Can't do 48?
Trust me. I learned that, you know, watching my own son and doing this show. My favorite is like Evan like filled in for you for a day. Everybody was gone. And I go, he goes, man, I feel great after day one. Day two, what did he look? The guy looked like he'd been in the desert for 40 days.
Not easy, boys.
He had eye bags. I go, bro, relax, dude. There wasn't even a game last night.
He doesn't even have kids.
He had no idea.
Doesn't even have kids yet, man.
I know he's single. That's why he gets to stay out late. It's tough for the next mornings.
That is true. That is true. When I was working middays, man, I didn't go to bed before 12. That's for damn sure. Whether we're sleeping on SportsCenter or what, but those days are long gone.
The Diamondbacks are 83-68. You're chasing the D-backs. You're the D-backs.
Yeah, it's not pretty. Way back Wednesday?
I hate this open.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.